pleased to welcome to the airwaves of High Plains Radio. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to our good friend Kathy Wilmon, regent with the NU Board of Regents and, of course, Beaver City area. To the airwaves, Kathy, long time no talk. How you been?
Oh, I have been busy. Would you believe that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do. We follow the news and everything, what's happening in Lincoln. You have been very, very busy as of late.
Very busy, but I've really missed being able to talk to you guys. Been, like I said, pretty tied up with all of the big things that were happening everywhere.
First of all, how is it going as far as being on the Board of Regents? Say, I'm sure you love being involved and just being there and on discussing all these matters. I'm sure you're enjoying that, aren't you?
You know, I really am. I've had a lot to learn, and I'm sure I still have a lot to learn. There's much to this job that, you know, most of us don't even realize. It's pretty deep. I do appreciate my fellow board members. Some of them, of course, are maybe a little more liberal than I am, but then I have others that are, I think we're pretty in tune with what we want to see. But by and large, I have found that everyone, I think, is highly concerned about the state of Nebraska. They're concerned about our youth and what kind of future we lay out for them. But like with anything, we all have different glasses that we look through. So trying to work in a way that I guess I feel that I can try to complete my promises to our constituents and then also do the best for the youth of Nebraska. And it's challenging. It's time-consuming, a lot more time-consuming than I thought. But I truly have to say I enjoy it.
A lot of things have gone on Lincoln the last week and a half. Once again, Kathy, of course, with finding a new president, finding a new athletic director there at NU, and a lot of that. It was a big day yesterday. Both spots were, looks like, filled for the AD, I think, but the president, you got a priority candidate for the open president position. Talk about that. It was a big day yesterday, wasn't it?
It was a huge day. We didn't know both things were going to pop on the same day, but I know as far as the athletic side for our interim president, Kaborik, you know, the media really watches what happens in the sports area. And so they were snooping around, trying to be the one that could have the first tip of what was happening. And so I think he actually had to probably give that news a little earlier, perhaps, than he had planned to. But I do know that Coach Rule is really excited about the pick that came out. And I think everyone's feeling very good about that. It's an individual, Troy Dannon. He is a great fit for Nebraska. He knows all about hard work. He knows our values. He comes from a farming background, so he knows what hard work is. And I think on top of that, he's also very concerned about the athletes that he works with, the lives that he's going to impact. And he is an individual that is a good leader, and he's excited to come back to Midwest America, and he comes originally from Iowa, so he has a lot of the same roots and concerns as the rest of us. So I think that was a great big day and an exciting day for our Huskers.
And then, of course, the selection by the board, Dr. Jeffrey Gold as the priority candidate for the open president's position. Now, describe it. Maybe not a lot of folks, including myself, when it says priority candidate. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, he really has not been named president. He has been named priority candidate, and the word candidate is the clue here to what's going on. In other words, after we sifted through a pile of applications, which we had great response to the search, we probably had more applicants than I could even envision. They were all very qualified, all brought different strengths to the table. Some more than others, you know, in various fields. But as a candidate, this is a 30-day public vetting period. And this is expressly so that individuals all across Nebraska, no matter what your expertise is, no matter what your profession is, this is your time to speak out and let us know what you think of the pick, whether you think that individual's a great pick, has some strengths that you're excited about, or perhaps you think there's some weaknesses based upon the information you're seeing. And for anyone, public employees, this is your time to really speak out. And there will be a link. I checked just before our call. There will be a link on the university website later today. And this is, I want to assure everyone, this is totally anonymous. So no matter whether you have positive or negative, doesn't matter. We just want to know what you think. And so it's totally anonymous by a third company that basically monitors that for us, hooks it all up. And you have 30 days then to give us what your thoughts are. And I really encourage people to do that. I think a lot of times individuals don't realize that there is an opportunity for them, or they think, oh, gee, this is already a done deal. And then after the 30-day period, the board reviews that, and then that's when we either confirm our original pick, or, you know, if for some reason we don't see that as a possibility, then the vote would tell otherwise.
I was reading this morning that at the end, toward the end of the 30 days, there'll be some public forums for students, faculty, and Nebraskans to hear from Dr. Gold and get a chance to ask questions. And this is going to take place at all four campuses. Is that right?
It'll take place at all four campuses, and even we plan to expand it even beyond that. We're hoping to get out as far as the Scotts Bluff area. So there will be different meetings to watch for around the state in which anyone is welcome to come. And it isn't just time to only speak to Dr. Gold and what you think about him as being our president. It's also a time to let us know, you know, what is your vision? What do you think we should be focusing on? What are we doing good? What are we doing bad? Because that will also give that individual an idea of what needs to be worked on. I do know that in the past, Dr. Gold has been out and around. I know I was at a particular meeting with him in North Platte several months ago as he met with leaders in North Platte. He had been out there to talk about what their needs were in the hospital settings, what kind of staff they needed, because we've been trying very hard to build up the outreach of our medical services and our training so that we get individuals into Western Nebraska. And one example of that would be the $85 million rural medical school that's in the works that will be on the University of Nebraska campus. It's actually an extension of University Med Center, but we're offering it out there. We feel that if we can offer this training and education in Western Nebraska, find these individuals internships in Western Nebraska, you know, maybe they'll fall in love out here and raise a family out here and stay in Western Nebraska.
So for the next 30 days, yes, we'll see what happens with Dr. Gold. And it sounds like, you know, just reading a little bit, I did listen to a little bit of a press conference, a little bit, had some words from him. Sound like a very intelligent gentleman, and we'll see what happens.
Well, and he's been with the university 10 years now. That's a good thing, because obviously we want individuals that are come here and day, and he has been here for 10 years, and according to him, that would be his goal.
Today we talked about Dr. Gold and the new athletic director. You and our talks, our phone calls in the Open Line program over the years always get update on what's happened in the Nebraska legislative session. I take it you still are kind of following that a little bit too?
Certainly trying to. It's been better than last session in the fact that they were making better progress. Of course, they hit a real hitch the other day with what happened on the legislative floor. But other than that, they've actually been, I think, working together better this time. We're getting down toward the end of the session. We had, I think, a good education bill that evidently made it through the other day. And I apologize for my voice. I'm like everybody else. I've been struggling with things that are going around.
Yeah, allergies, colds, the crud still kind of hitting everybody, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, but I still encourage people, do watch what's happening in the legislature and, you know, speak out to your individuals, but at least we haven't had the tension and things that are, well, marked us up last session.